Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee,
I love you.
50%
ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
The people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Piss and People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Well, hey, good morning. Happy Monday. Let's get it started right.
It's Monday. I had a great weekend. How was your weekend, Yee?
My weekend was pretty good, too. I got to be in Brooklyn, which was really, really nice.
In Brooklyn, yeah. My daughter turned 3. That's my youngest. She turned 3 years old. So we had a fabulous, amazing, fantastic weekend. I took her to see Dora the Explorer, which was pretty whack for me because I didn't like it. But she loved it.
You didn't like Dora the Explorer?
Nah.
I'm shocked.
I didn't like it. But she loved it, and that's all that matters. So we watched Dora the Explorer. And then yesterday, I took her to Sesame Place. And
you took your face to Sesame Place.
I had so much fun at Sesame Place. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I was excited about the parades. I bought myself a Bert and Ernie shirt. I was going to bring it today, but I forgot.
Oh, man, because you and Charlamagne are Bert and Ernie.
My son told me, my oldest son was like, well, Dad, you know that's mad sus, right? I'm like, what you mean? He was like, you know Bert and Ernie gay. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, yeah, you know. I was like, no, they're not. He was like, yes, they are. I was like, no, they're not. He was like, yeah. He Googled. He was like, yes, the writer said that the writer is gay, and he like based it off of his life and this, that, and the other. I was like, all right, well, that's me and Charlamagne. Then we just like Bert and Ernie.
You better tell your son to stop using that word sus.
Yeah, he says everything I do is sus. He's probably right, though. But yeah, shout out to him. I had a great time this weekend. When I say a great time, it was a big family weekend. The kids enjoyed it. I seen so many people at Sesame Place, too, that listen to the show. We just had a great, great, great weekend, man.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, man. I got to chill out this weekend. I didn't have like a crazy, I had an event I was supposed to do, and it got moved, so I had an unexpectedly free weekend.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Sesame Place is not that far. It's only about an hour from the city, about an hour and 15. So we just had a good time out in Sesame Place. What up, Charlamagne?
Yo, I was in L.A. all weekend. I was at BeautyCon. I love BeautyCon, man. Drop on a clues box
from
Moj at BeautyCon. I mean, I look amazing because Dr. Natasha Sandy, my dermatologist, is amazing. But I was at BeautyCon interviewing Kelly Rowland. This past Saturday.
So. Hey, Kelly Rowland.
Yeah,
Kelly. How's she doing?
Kelly's good, man. She's got a new EP out. What's it called? The Kelly Rowland Effecta.
You tell us.
Yeah, I don't know. You interviewed her.
Impact. I mean, we weren't talking about music. We were talking about mental health, and we were talking about, you know, her
fashion.
I mean, you were the one that bought the EP.
So she got an EP. You can go Google it. But shout out to Kelly Rowland.
I seen her on $1 million listing. She just picked up a crib, I think, a couple of months ago out in L.A. Crib looks beautiful for her and her husband and her son. So shout out to Kelly Rowland.
Tim wasn't there Saturday. Tim was babysitting.
Yeah, well.
He was babysitting.
He's not babysitting his own kid.
That's what Kelly said. That's what I be saying when people be like, yo, he's babysitting. No, he's not. He's with his kids.
He's not babysitting.
He's not babysitting.
Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about Jeffrey Epstein, of course. and his, quote, suicide. And there's a lot of rumors and questions surrounding that.
It definitely was a suicide. But, you know, it's just, did he have another choice? Nope.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What's going on in this world, Yee?
Well, we're going to start it off with Jeffrey Epstein. The cause of his death is still not official, but they said it was an apparent hanging. So they're saying that he committed suicide, but there's all kinds of questions that people still feel like they need answers to. He was 66 years old, as you guys already know, and as we've discussed, he was unsealed an indictment that accused him of paying girls as young as 14 to have sex with him. That was at his house on the Upper East Side and at his estate in Palm Beach, Florida.
Wasn't he on suicide watch, though?
So they're saying at that time he was not on suicide watch. He was temporarily placed on a suicide watch after he was found in his jail cell back July 23rd. He had marks on his neck, but they said normally with suicide watch, they don't do that for more than a couple of days.
Are they just thinking he's going to change his mind after 2 days?
They're saying it's really expensive anymore. And the resources are limited. So it's about $500 to $600 for a shift of overtime just to watch somebody through a window. So if he doesn't appear to be a threat to himself during suicide watch, he's removed from constant monitoring. So they're saying he was not on suicide watch at that time. And they also are saying he was in the cell by himself, and there's all kinds of things that happened that shouldn't have happened. For instance, they're supposed to check in on him every 30 minutes. That didn't happen. They said two of the officers that were there actually were working overtime. One was mandatory overtime. One had done like five extra shifts. So they said that was an issue as well. They were also saying that he shouldn't have been in his cell by himself and not had a cellmate, all kinds of things. And they actually had been naming names of people also that he, I guess, had allegedly supplied some of these young girls for. There were other names that were included in these court papers that were released on Friday, including former Maine Senator George Mitchell and ex-New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. They allegedly slept with an Epstein teenage sex slave. So they feel like there's some type of foul play. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams said something doesn't smell right. It's not his dead body. And New York Attorney General Letitia James said that she found it very difficult to understand how something like this could have happened.
I mean, I don't think it was foul play, but I think Jeffrey Epstein had no choice. He had a lot of dirt on a lot of powerful people. I think he had no other options.
Yeah, I mean, they're still investigating, so I guess we'll see what they come up with. Mm-hmm. But they also had somebody who was formerly an inmate there as well, who said that it's impossible to kill yourself in one of those cells to commit suicide.
Not when they want you to. Okay, that's what I mean when he had no choice. When they want you to do that, it's not impossible.
All right, now let's talk about a man who is a cleared ex-convict, and he just got almost $10 million from New York. And that's because he spent 30 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit. So
wow.
Now the city's paying him $9.75 million. They're avoiding a potential $50 million lawsuit that he would have had against the city.
30
years.
You should at least get $1 million a year. $9 million doesn't seem like enough.
He could have sued, but now he can't because he agreed to settle for that $9.75 million. In 1987, he was only 17 years old. He was one of four men who was accused of robbing a Burger King in Brooklyn and raping an 18-year-old woman who worked there. And that's when he got sentenced up to 57 years.
Yeesh.
But then he's always said he's innocent. The Innocence Project did take his case. He said he was targeted and framed by more than a dozen NYPD detectives who were investigating that crime. And he was just framed. If you read the whole entire story, they'll tell you everything that they did to coerce the women to pick him out of a lineup, even though she didn't identify him at first. They also didn't test his hair, fingernail scrapings, any other forensic evidence that was collected after the crime. And he says they just fabricated evidence. They did find out that that was indeed true. They did fabricate that evidence. And so now he's getting that payout. But 30 years from
that
when you were
crazy.
17.
I always wonder whose fault is it really in these situations? Is it the justice system for failing him, or is it the woman for lying on him? Which one is it?
Well, what he's saying is that she never initially picked him up, but they feel like the police officers were the ones that coerced her into thinking that it was him. And I guess after something so traumatic.
Also, something did happen to her.
Yeah, it did happen to her.
They just blamed it on
him.
Okay.
And they did have evidence that they did not use, that they could have used forensic evidence in order to clear him. And at that time, he was targeted and framed by the police officers.
And even with police officers, I don't understand why y'all do that, because you're keeping the same predators on the street. If you're taking the wrong guys in, putting them in jail, then you're leaving the actual predators on the street. So what does that do?
Listen, I guess they feel like they want to close a case and just act like they got the person.
Yeah, they feel like they got the person. Yeah, and they still want to do their police work a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But shout out to the Innocent Project, man. I'm going to donate to them right now. They do a lot of good.
They
help a lot of people. So it's Innocent. InnocenceProject.org. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to donate today. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a great weekend and you want to spread some positivity. Or maybe the weekend wasn't too good and you just want to vent. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ebony from Salt Bay, Maryland. How are you guys?
What's up, Ebony? Good morning.
Good morning, Ebony.
Hey, DJ and the Angela Yee.
You got it, girl. You got it.
Hey, Charlamagne the God.
Peace, Queen. What's happening?
All right. I just have some positivity. I celebrated my son's second birthday this Saturday at Hershey Park.
Oh.
Yep. We were just talking about Hershey Park.
Yeah, I was at the Sesame Place. How was it? I love Hershey Park.
It was fun. I loved it. I burnt, so many calories, it doesn't make any sense. But I just wanted to say, I just got in town about an hour ago, and I have a bone to pick with Charlamagne.
What's new? Let's talk about it.
So, I dropped off the rental car about an hour ago, and my homegirl came to pick me up with her car. And I turned the radio up really loud because there was nobody around because I was waiting for you, yo. Mm. And you wasn't there for me.
I might have to change my time back to 6 a.m., man.
No, yeah.
I didn't know y'all cared this much. I would have never got that changed.
I just drove 4 hours back to town just to hear your yo's, and you was not there for me. I wanted to get that off my chest.
I'll got you next time. I might come 6 o'clock Wednesday.
Thank you, Ebony.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Yo, what's up?
Don't call up here like we owe you money, bro. I don't like that what's up. Nah, that what's up was on some y'all, you owe me some money type what's up.
Nah, you know how long I've been trying to get through? I was surprised. But yo, this is DB from Best Stuff. I'm calling because my baby mom got me on some wild child support. I take care of my son. Everybody in Brooklyn know that. I'm about to start a petition. I want to know what's going on. Like, is anything y'all can do to help?
Nope.
This is a crazy situation. No. How much
you got to pay in child support?
There's nothing we can do.
Crazy. No, it ain't no innocence project or something for people that's on.
You're not innocent.
Innocence project.
You owe child support.
How much is it?
She just put me on after 10 years.
How much is it?
Like almost $200 a week. But listen, my son is with me 4 days out the week.
$200 a week is not wild child support, by the way.
That's $800 a month.
He's with me 4 days out the week. That's what I'm saying. My whole project can attest that I take care of my son. The whole Bed Stuy. They see me on a petition.
I live in Bed Stuy. I didn't hear about this.
You shut up.
Oh, my God. Listen, we about to hear about it now. I need some help, man. Y'all call somebody.
How old is he? He's 10?
He just turned 10 and she decided to put me on child support.
Well, the good news is in a few years, he can get a job and help you with his child support.
You got to pay for it.
I'm away for the 54 bus. Please help. Put me on hold. Y'all help everybody with real estate and everything.
There's nothing we can do in this situation. This is not our area of expertise.
I'm sorry, but $800 a month does not sound unreasonable.
If you want to talk about mental health, we can help you. We'll talk about real estate, we can help you.
A child that I take care of 4 days a week, if she only got him 2 days a week, that's not reasonable.
Well, who has him on that seventh day?
On three days.
Hey, my brother, I know how we can help you.
Oh, my God.
All Easter, Christmas is all that. I do all that. Look at my Instagram. My son is with me all the time.
My brother, stop.
My wife take care of
me. This is how we're going to help you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you.
No. Put me on hold.
Why would we waste your time? Get this prayer now.
Put him on hold.
Pray for him.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my child support to keep. Yes. You don't want these words?
We try to pray for you. You don't want our prayers, bro?
Yo. I'm on the phone with the Breakfast Club.
Who are you talking to?
The projects, the whole project.
I'm on the phone with the Breakfast Club right now. Come to the Breakfast Club. Look, I'm
going to
call them in. My baby mom's put me on child support.
Oh, my goodness. Let's do this.
Do not lie to this man and tell him we can help him.
Bro, let me ask you one question.
I'm on the Breakfast Club. What's up?
Where's your son right now?
With my wife, at my house.
Oh.
We ain't even live, man.
It'll be on the tape. Hey, man, bye. Have a blessed day. We got time for this.
This guy's crazy.
What are we doing right now?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Call us if you need to vent. We're not giving you no money, though, but it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Gabriel.
Hey, what's up? Get it off your chest.
I'm just calling to, give a shout-out to my stepdaughter and my son for starting kindergarten. They're getting so big and they're so smart. And then I want to give a shout-out to my beautiful girlfriend, Destiny Carl. She's a hard-working woman, and, she holds it down all the time. So just want to, let everyone else know. They should have a blessed day, and appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you, man. Hello, who's this?
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, get it off your chest.
I don't have anything to get off my chest. I actually want y'all's opinions. I'm coming to New York next month for my birthday. My first time in New York. I need suggestions on where to stay, where to go, what to eat.
Okay, wait.
It's a lovely hotel in Brownsville called the Pink House.
Now,
you should look into that.
You don't want to go there. How long are you staying for? What kind of food do you like?
I'm sorry?
What kind of food do you like, and how long are you staying for?
I'm staying for 4 days. It'll be my birthday weekend, the weekend of the 21st. So I'll be there from Friday to Monday.
Oh, you got to go to Brooklyn Chop House. That's our spot. It's in the city, even though it's called Brooklyn Chop House. It's downtown Manhattan, right by the Brooklyn Bridge.
What kind of food do you like?
I like anything except for Chinese food.
Okay. Brooklyn Chop House makes an amazing food. Great, great food. There's Tao. If you want to go to Queens.
She just said not Chinese food. Well,
It's not Chinese food.
It's Asian fusion.
That's not Chinese.
Okay,
totally different.
Cat and dog in it. I'm good.
Oh my God.
All right. Stop it.
Okay, you my type of girl.
All right. There's Vibes in Queens. Vibes in Queens is like a soul food spot. Amazing. And in Brooklyn, there's so many different restaurants. What would you suggest to Brooklyn?
Listen, I was in Brooklyn at every restaurant this weekend. You can go to Negril in Brooklyn is amazing. You can go to Suede and Caribbean Social, Mango Sea, Zerai Lee, Sugarcane, Woodlands, Imani's.
You got to stop by the Juice Bar in Brooklyn. Juices for Life, BK. Mm-hmm.
I definitely will.
Okay, all right. And that's okay, it. We just told you a bunch of things.
Thank you.
Have a good one, Mama.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Natasha from the 803 North South Carolina.
Good morning.
I just want to give a special shout out to my cousin Antoine in Tennessee, who just got married to his beautiful bride, Carmen, on the 3rd. And I just hope that they enjoyed their honeymoon in Miami. And I hope everyone has a productive week.
Okay, thank you so much, Mama.
There you go, 803 all day.
Hello, who's this?
Janae.
Hey, Janae, get it off your chest.
So yesterday I was approached by this guy in a supermarket that I literally just left, ended up going back to it, my friend, my best friend, and he walks up to us, talks to me, and says, I saw you, I looked at you 3 times, and I seen colors around you. You need to figure out yourself. You need to figure out who you are. We don't die. You're going to end up leaving your physical body. You need to figure it out.
What?
What happened? Mm-hmm. I heard you say somebody had puddles around him.
Yes, she met somebody in a supermarket.
Colors.
I thought.
Oh, colors.
Colors around me. He was reading my aura, I assume.
Have you ever read the Celestine Prophecy?
I literally woke up at 4:30 this morning in research because I've been praying about it. It's been disturbing my spirit for a little bit. But when he did initially say this to me, he was very, it had a negative undertone. So I didn't really know how to take what he was saying. I was just receiving the message. He said he's not spiritual, he's not religious, that's not what he would call it, but if I don't take it serious, then, you know, I don't know what's gonna happen.
I mean, I don't know how serious you should take it, but you should listen. I mean, the Celestine Prophecy is a good book because it talks about, you know, the color of people's auras and what those different colors mean, so you could pick that up maybe and get it, do a little more research.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to definitely dig a little deeper. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's weird on a Sunday to just be minding your business, trying to get some Cheerios and stuff, and then walks up to you.
Nah, I get that all the time. I can tell you about 4 or 5 different times in my life that's happened to me. Just random people walk up to me and start reading my auras and telling me that I have a bunch of guides around me and things of that nature. It happens.
Any negatives about death?
I've never had anybody tell me anything about death.
Did he give you a card after?
He wouldn't. He said he washes his hands and walked away.
Mm. It's a little weird. I would just pray for it, keep it positive. I mean, what else could you do, right?
You could always change your destiny, too.
Very true.
All
right,
but
you're right.
No disrespect,
you guys,
but
listen, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we need positive energy, so we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right.
Let me go wash my hands.
Yeah, I'm about to go wash my hands, too. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. You got rumors on the way?
Yes. What's going on with 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather? What are they feuding about this time? Is this ever going to stop?
Nope. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening on this Monday morning?
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Serena Williams.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday, Serena Williams was very emotional at the 2019 Rogers Cup Finals. She actually had to retire from the competition because of back spasms. Mm. So fortunately, it was really nice. It was the 19-year-old Canadian tennis star that she was set to play, Bianca Andreescu, went over to her, embraced her, and said, I watched your whole career. You're a effing beast. And they hugged each other.
That was dope.
And everything. So, and Serena broke down in tears because, you know, she's very obviously emotional about this. She's a 23-time Grand Slam champion. So mm-hmm. I'm sure it wasn't easy for her to have to retire, but you have to do what you have to do.
No, it happens. Yeah, she had a back injury. So, yeah, she'll be back.
All right, and Simone Biles, congratulations to her. She got her 6th U.S. title, and she got a historic triple-double during that. She did a clean triple-double in floor exercise.
Man, she gets busy.
Yeah, it's the first time a woman has ever completed that move of 2 flips with 3 twists in competition.
Revolt, can
so
we see that again, please?
Congratulations to her. She posted it on her page as well. All right, look, if you have Revolt, you can actually get a chance to see this amazing.
By the way,
you can't teach that. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. I don't care how much you work out in a gym, how many flips you do, you can't teach that.
My daughter's in gymnastics. It don't look like that when she does it.
Listen, you can't teach that. That's a once in a generation style athlete, all right?
Well, that's amazing. She also won the titles in the vault, balance beam, and floor exercise. So congratulations to Simone Biles. Amazing.
And she's a great role model. My daughter, my 11-year-old, loves Simone Biles.
All right, now Floyd Mayweather versus 50 Cent. This beef has somehow reignited. I don't know where this even came from. If you guys remember a few years ago, they had quite some back and forths. If you remember, 50 Cent has continually made fun of Floyd Mayweather because of his challenges with reading. Here's what he had posted about, I guess this was maybe 5 years ago.
This is a special ASLELS challenge for you, Floyd. If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to.
Are we going to play that? We should play the iHeartRadio drop that he
made. No, we should not do that.
Nope, at all.
Now,
you're reminding people of that.
He said, so Floyd Mayweather was online, and I don't know where this even started, but he said it was only four shots that ended Curtis Jackson's rap career. One, you tried desperately to revive your career by going head-to-head with Kanye and got dragged publicly, taking a unanimous decision loss. Two, Jay-Z been killing the champagne game with Ace of Spades, selling worldwide at premium prices for well over a decade, while Curtis got a bottle with a cheap chess piece on it that tastes like shampoo. Three, Beats by Dre headphones was a home run smash. We all know that. But what the F was Curtis's SMS audio headphones? That was some straight BS. The feds had something to do with. Those are snitch headphones. You can be in your car and hear the people's conversation in the vehicle next to you. Four, Diddy got Ciroc and is still selling worldwide, and you can't find effing in no stores. And it's well known it tastes like rubbing alcohol. Well, 50 Cent responded. He said, tell Floyd I said he won. He is the greatest of all time. And nobody, I mean, nobody can ever take that away from him. What he's done with his life is amazing. I'm done with all of the back and forth. Now, can someone please read this to Champ? Hashtag positive vibes.
So hold on. Floyd is responding to 50 talking about the Harry Potter book from 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, no, I just brought that back up to show how 50 has continually poked fun at him for not being able to read.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from this weekend.
Where that came from.
I don't know why they started beefing this weekend.
Well, yeah, what did that? Yeah, I don't get it.
But, I mean, this is the same joke he's trying to make now. Now, can someone please read this to Champ? So we just flash back to this ongoing beef that's been going on for years between the two of them. Mm. I don't know if they're friends or not.
No, they're not friends. I don't think they're friends.
Because at some points they do seem like they're cool with each other again.
I don't know about that one.
This happens.
They go back and forth. I don't know where it starts from. I don't know where they just start going at each other. Who knows?
They just box.
Now, 50 Cent.
Just box.
According to Floyd Mayweather, he said 50 Cent went from selling $15 million to $200,000. You're talking about career been over. And that's what else he posted. So I don't know what's going on with the two of them. But I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about Versace apologizing, and that's because of a T-shirt that people criticized in China.
Okay. All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, I seen this story over the weekend. I wasn't too sure, but did the USA team decline Carmelo Anthony
for
playing?
Yes, they did. They told him that they did not want him.
Is that crazy?
No. Why is that crazy?
They act like Melo's a scrub, like Melo's trash.
And Melo has played with them three times. Like he's a three-time gold medalist.
Yes, three-time medalist.
And he said he just doesn't fit in with what they're doing right now. That's all.
But he's a three-time gold medalist, and he still plays ball. Who else is on his team?
Where does he still play ball at right now, sir? You know he's not signing anybody.
He took a year off.
He didn't take a year off at all. He's not signing anybody. He's an unrestricted free agent. He wants to get signed, but he's not signed.
We got a flashback to that Chris Brickley interview that we did when he was up here talking about Carmelo.
Man, do Melo, my man Melo dirty. But what else are we talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about Joe Biden. Now, people have been talking about a lot of his slip-ups as he's been speaking on his Joe Biden campaign. He misspoke a few different times. Now, he was on a campaign swing through Iowa. He was talking about education at a town hall. And he had said this last week.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids.
All right, so he's saying that he just misspoke a little bit. Now, another thing that happened twice on Saturday, he said that he met with students who survived the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida when he was vice president.
I watched what happened when the kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them, and then they went off to up on the hill when I was vice president. They went off the hill to go into those neighborhoods. All those congressmen were like, no, I'm not here. I'm not here. I don't tell them I'm around.
But that shooting did take place in February of 2018, which is more than a year after he left office. But to clarify, he did meet with a group of Parkland survivors in 2018, but it was just after he left office.
Now, I shoot him some bail on the second one. I shoot him some bail simply because, you know, they do call him vice president all the time. So mm-hmm. he probably does feel like he's the vice. He is the vice president. Mm-hmm. So I'll shoot him a little bit of bail on the second one. The first one, no. You're just feeding into the stereotype that all black and brown people are poor. So I didn't agree with that at all.
Right. So, and he tried to clean it up, I feel like, right after he said it. But still. All right, now let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein and his apparent suicide. A lot of people are saying it doesn't feel right. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams said something doesn't smell right and it's not his dead body. People are saying there's no video of it, but there's cameras that are pointing away from his cell. They're also saying that he should have been on suicide watch. But according to other sources, they're saying that usually when you're on suicide watch, it's only for a couple of days. And he was on suicide watch after he was found in his jail cell July 23rd with marks on his neck. And it doesn't really last that long. So that's why he wasn't on suicide watch.
Seems like he would be a high profile, though, on suicide watch. Like, he's somebody that they would watch because he has...
Well, they're supposed to check
in so much information
every 30 minutes, and that didn't happen before he committed suicide. So a medical examiner is performing the autopsy, and we should see what happens sometime soon. They believe the cause of death is suicide by hanging, but they do need more information before releasing that determination. And New York Attorney General Letitia James has said that she found it very difficult to understand how something like this could have happened.
You know, Jeffrey Epstein had no choice. I don't know why everybody's acting like they don't know what this is. He had dirt on a lot of powerful people, mm-hmm. and I'm just shocked they can still get away with stuff like this in 2019. This is old school right
here. Well, he did have dirt on a lot of powerful people. That's why people feel like this whole thing might have been something arranged so that other people wouldn't get named.
That's why I said, why is everybody acting like they don't know what this is? You know this was arranged. Jesus Christ.
Well, suicide, in other words, he didn't take his own life. Somebody killed him. That's what people think.
I think he was forced to commit suicide. Yeah, I think he did it himself. He just didn't have no choice. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, he definitely did it himself.
But everybody's saying it's a little fishy, so we don't know what happened. I've heard people say they don't even believe that he's dead.
Now, that's a little crazy.
I'm not going to say who said it, but it was somebody up here.
Can we see the body? I don't know.
We haven't.
Maybe. They might have got him out of here.
There's no video footage.
I don't know. There was
nobody in the cell with him randomly that day.
They got the footage of them taking him out to the ambulance. And I mean,
how do we know that's his body?
Listen, I've seen his face.
I thought R. Kelly would kill himself before Jeffrey Epstein simply because I believe Jeffrey's privilege would get him out of this situation. But nah.
All right.
But that wouldn't shock me if he's still alive either, though. To get him out the country. You know what I mean? Put him in the gurney. Put him in an ambulance. Next thing you know, they're taking him to a private jet somewhere. Mm-hmm. He's out of here, buddy. Maybe. Who knows?
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, phone lines wide open. 800-585-1051. Slam to the Breakfast Club, right? Now, we do this little segment where if there's something that you don't like about me, something that you don't like about Angela Yee, or something that you don't like about Charlamagne Tha God.
Or even Angela Lee. You can call and diss her, too.
Angela Lee as well. Angela Yee. You can call up right now. 800-585-1051. Slam to the Breakfast Club. If there's something that you're not feeling, something that you don't like, hit us up right now. And we'll let you vent. We'll let you get at us. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Keep the Breakfast Club humbled with Slander the Breakfast Club.
Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense. Holla, holla. Be humble.
Hello, who's this?
It's Dre.
Dre, Slander the Breakfast Club.
Man, why you and Charlamagne act like y'all butt buddies, man?
Because we are butt
Maybe
buddies.
Maybe we are.
That laugh was crazy after.
I don't even think why you say we act like we butt buddies. We're butt buddies.
What's wrong with that?
Well, that's very suspect.
Why is it suspect? There's nothing to be suspect about. I just told you what it is.
Who you with? Who you with, bro?
I'm with my man Nick. We work together.
Let me talk to Nick. Buddy, let me talk to your butt buddy Nick.
Right here. Nick right here.
Nick.
Yo.
Nick, why you don't love what's his name?
Dre.
Why you don't love Dre?
Nah,
that's
doesn't.
My guy, bro.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my guy,
bro. That's your butt buddy.
Yeah, that's your butt buddy. And I want you to know that Dre. Huh?
Bro, he just said y'all be a little off the chain with the comments in the morning, man.
Well, I think y'all should be butt buddies. Because Dre rhymes with gay and Nick rhymes with y'all made for each other.
That's your brother. You don't love your brother? You don't love your brother?
Give him a hug right now.
Tell him you love him.
Give him a hug right now. Tell him you love him, you value him, and you appreciate him. Hug him right now.
I love my brother.
There you go.
Tell him you love him.
Hell no.
Man, y'all whack, man. See, that's the problem
he
with black men.
No.
We can't tell each other we love each other, we value each other, we appreciate each other.
Y'all butt buddies.
And when me and Envy do that, y'all call us butt buddies.
No, the suspect things you say, the love is one thing. Because I love my black brother.
There you go. So does Lil Nas X.
Okay, like, y'all need a double date or something.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Donk Planet, man. What's going on?
What's up, bro? Slay to the Breakfast Club.
Hey, man, I'm here to get on Charlamagne about July 19th. Nice. July 19th, y'all had the radio show. And Charlamagne compared Nancy Pelosi to Trey from Boys in the Hood for getting out the car.
Yep.
Calling Trey a coward because he got out the car. Like, how you going to call that man a coward because he got out the car?
I didn't call him a coward because he got out the car. What I said was Trey wasn't down to ride, just like Nancy Pelosi's not down to ride. Trey wants to get out the car. Now, AOC and Ayanna Presley and Representative Omar, they down to ride. They down to ride on Trump and his administration. Nancy Pelosi is not. And
So you've been holding that since July 19th.
You sure have.
It's July 19th. I've been trying to get on him because it kind of made no sense to me that he compared Trey and then said something about being a coward because at the end of the day, I think Trey's purpose was to survive.
Yes.
And not to, you feel
you're right.
To
you, but listen, you're digging too deep into it. In the street essence of what Trey did, he was not being a coward. He actually made the smart move.
You know, that's not a real movie.
It's just
though.
An analogy about being down to ride and not down to ride, sir. That's all.
It's not a real movie, but thank you, brother.
That's all.
CeCe.
Yes, good morning.
CeCe, do you love me? What's up? Slender the Breakfast Club, mama.
I do love y'all, but I'm a little salty with y'all right now.
Why?
So I am Miss Plus America Elite. I'm a nationally reigning queen. I'm an ambassador right now.
You're the what?
And when I was
hey, queen.
Hey, Angela, how are you, honey?
I'm good. How
what
are you?
You the what?
Miss Plus America. Kind of like the Miss America with curves. I'm the Miss Plus America.
Miss Plus, Size America.
Miss Plus Size America. Okay, I
love it.
That.
I love it.
Yeah, I never heard of Miss Plus Size America. I thought that was just Miss Texas.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I was trying to get on the Breakfast Club because my platform is Matters of the Heart. I advocate for heart disease awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was trying to get on, I just felt like you all would have taken the Miss Plus America for an interview. or the Miss America, the skinny queen, but I'm the curvy queen.
How are you trying to get on? Like, who are you talking to?
Yeah. Who are you speaking to?
Who tried to book you?
So, my agent did. I tried to reach to you guys through IG, Facebook, everything. And then my agent tried to reach you guys. I'm like, listen, I have a huge message to talk about. And I just feel like because I'm the curvy queen, you guys didn't want to hear what I had to say.
Yeah, we ain't never heard of you. Job.
Yeah, we have him.
I don't, think anybody knew you were trying to reach out, honey.
And you're
so.
Not about to guilt us into having you on because we still don't know you.
The best
Somebody
thing
Google
would,
her, please.
How about you Google me? Google
there you go.
Cece Harris, and you will see that I am nationally known all over the microphone.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, listen, this is what we're going to do. It's simple. If y'all know Miss Curvy Queen out there and y'all want her on The Breakfast Club, tweet at Breakfast Club AM right now. Okay, everybody,
right
tweet at Breakfast Club AM.
I can't find you. What's your Instagram page?
I see a realtor. Are you a realtor?
Okay, check me out in the Instagram, Angela. It's queen underscore C-E-C-E. Oh, underscore.
If we gotta find, if we gotta do this much, I don't know if we, if you worthy.
Wait, I missed the last part. CC underscore what?
Queen underscore CC underscore elite. E-L-I-T-E, okay. Which means I was the highest score delegate in the whole competition.
Your account is private. You got to open up your account.
Okay, can you request me?
Yeah, oh, but Lord. You should still open it up.
How many
so
followers
can
you
see
got,
it.
Ye?
I'm going to open it up right now.
How many followers you got?
Listen,
1,514. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, man.
Everybody knows her.
This is the thing about
Everybody
life.
Everybody knows her.
In life, you have to respect the process. You're not going to jump the line, okay? Things happen when things are ready for them to happen. I don't think she's ready to be on the Breakfast Club.
You said 15,000.
No, 1,514.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows her.
I'm going to tell you something else.
Y'all be nice. Listen, everybody, but I will say if you're a public figure like that, you shouldn't have a private page. We got to be able to see you.
First of all, this is the problem with the Breakfast Club. This is what happens when you have anybody on.
You're right.
When you have anybody on, everybody think they can get on.
My goodness. All right. Slam to the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Keep the Breakfast Club humble with Slam to the Breakfast Club.
Be humble. Sit down.
Lamont.
Yeah.
Slam to the Breakfast Club, Lamont.
Yo, yo. Okay. First, y'all, I want to say that I do love y'all. I listen to y'all every morning, so, you know, this is all fun and games. But, gee, let's get on you first. How you give a relationship advice every day?
Okay.
Well, it's only Wednesday and Thursday.
People ask.
I get a lot of emails. I do give advice every day via email and Instagram.
You know, but I would like to be married. You know what I'm saying? I want to cheat it. Every time you give advice, so you sound kind of bitter, like you holding on to something.
No, my relationship is doing great, but I appreciate that, your concern.
No, Russell, she's ready when she's ready.
But with that being said, though, I do need some advice because I need to know how to tell somebody you love that they're trash.
You know how you do that? Like that. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. All right.
As a matter of fact, I'm about to post some more advice.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? My name is Henry, man. It's hard to get through to y'all, man. What's going on?
What's up, Henry?
What's going on, man? Hey, the reason I called in, I want y'all kind of one-sided with y'all reporting. I mean, as far as, you know, when you go to profiling, they do profile white guys. That's why it took them so long to catch the D.C. sniper. They were looking for two white boys that was doing that shooting, okay? I was going to correct y'all with that. And also, when it comes to collusion with Russia, okay, I'm glad it happened. I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because we had an interest in Syria, and so did Russia. And if Hillary Clinton would have became president, we may have had World War III. That's what was going on with that collusion, bro, okay? And that's the reason, if you look back at that, you see a group of Russians in chemical gear. They were dancing. They was happy when Donald Trump won the election because we may have escalated into World War III. I'm glad they had to. Well, man, I know he didn't do it, or maybe he did do it, or whatever.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? Next year in our election process, presidential election process, would you be upset if you found out Russians interfered with the election and caused your vote to not count?
Yeah, I would be upset, but I'm glad it happened like it did when Donald Trump becomes president. Because hey, I've been in the military, man. We gonna blow each other. I mean, they got just as much as we got. Okay.
So you don't mind?
Kill us,
you don't,
like we can kill them.
You don't mind Russian interference as long as the person you voted for gets it.
No, I'm not saying. No, I'm not saying that. If it comes down to nuclear war, bro, hey, I would rather have whatever happen, long as we don't go to war, the escalation of nuclear war. You follow what I'm saying? Yes. I mean, it happened. Okay.
All right.
I don't know what's going on.
It's not get it off your chest.
Slander.
It's slander.
I don't know what that
there
was.
There was
about.
No slander involved.
Well, he was slandering us for being one-sided. That's
I don't
all.
Know where.
I'm leaning too far left.
Hello, who's this?
Rasuk.
Rasuk?
Rasuk.
Okay.
Rasuk from Orlando.
All right, what's up, bro? Who you want to slander, man?
Morning to all of you guys. I want to slander Sharla a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
What's up, my brother? What's happening? Yes, sir.
All right. I don't know if it's really a slander, but anyway, I want you to tone it down a little bit, sir, regarding Kamala Harris. I know you're supporting her. I can see that. I can feel it.
Why do you feel that?
I'm supporting her, too. But I realize your Joe Biden have the momentum. We all see that. And you're really putting a lot of negativity towards him.
Well, here's
it doesn't matter, bro.
Well, here's the thing.
It doesn't matter because remember, in my opinion, we're all going to need to come together regardless who is the nominee. And we don't want what happened in 2016 with Bernie. His people didn't want to come and support Hillary when she got the nomination. We don't want to relive that all over again.
You don't even sound like you're eligible to vote.
A little bit.
Wow.
Listen, how can you not support your Jamaican brethren, Senator Kamala Harris?
Of course I'm supporting her. I tell you that I'm supporting her, but I am concerned of what happened in 2016. Remember?
Well, here's the thing.
People are very stubborn.
Well, listen,
and they
listen.
Didn't want to come over and support her.
Well,
I don't want that to happen again.
Well, listen, my brother. I don't know who I'm supporting yet, but somebody asked me a question. They said, if I had to vote today, who would I vote for? And I said, Senator Kamala Harris.
You love Kamala Harris. I've been listening to you, and you love her. You even say you
hi, brethren.
See, you love her.
I appreciate that.
Listen.
I'm supporting her, too.
Brethren.
I just don't want the party to be divided.
But brethren, this is the biggest issue that we need to be talking about that nobody's talking about. The fact that we don't know if there's going to be interference in our 2020 elections. Like, how do you have Robert Mueller say that there was Russian interference? You had the head of the Senate Intel Committee say there was Russian interference. You had Mitch McConnell block an election security bill. We don't even know if our votes are going to properly count in 2020. That's the noise that we should be making.
All right. Slander the Breakfast Club, 800-585-1051. If you want to slander the Breakfast Club, we open up the phone lines. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, so 50 Cent was very active over the weekend. He also had back and forth with Michael Blackson. Of course, this was over money owed.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I had a great weekend this weekend, like a wonderful weekend. The weather was just, I mean, it was, 90 degrees the whole weekend, 85 degrees the whole weekend. I took the kids to Sesame Place. I had such a wonderful time. I seen so many people out in Sesame Place that said they listened to the show. So I want to salute to everybody that I seen out there that I spoke to. And I told that I would shout out, but I don't remember everybody's name. So I'm just going
to... No shout-outs this morning.
I'm just going to do a wide... I mean, you know, the first person come up and say, yeah, I'll shout you out. And then it's like after 7, 8, you be like, I'm not going to remember
just like when
you
got
to write it down.
It's just like when you tell people you're going to play their songs. You don't do that either.
I definitely don't tell nobody I didn't play their songs.
Well, some guys are mad at me now because I gave some advice on Instagram that they don't like.
What advice was it?
So somebody said, a guy hit me and he said, me and my wife have been married for 12 years. I recently effed up. I got caught texting a female friend and the convo was very inappropriate. This is the fourth time she's caught me doing this, but it hasn't been the same female. Now he said his wife is very sexually inexperienced. She only gives him oral on Father's Day and he has to beg for sex or make an appointment. So it's been going
make an
on
appointment.
For,
how does that
for
work?
8 years. And he said, I need your advice. I decided to call it quits. Because I don't think sex is important to her as it is for me. So I see myself making the same mistake in the future if we decide to get back together. Please give me some type of advice and suggestions. I miss my wife, but I don't want to be in a sexless marriage. So he's already left her. He's already said most likely he's going to do it again. And he's been in a sexless marriage that he's not happy with. And I kind of feel like you already left her. You already know if you take her back that you're going to cheat on her again. Kind of feels like, you know, it's not working out. I don't think you should be with somebody if you know you're going to cheat on them.
Are they having that conversation?
Who's this non-white? Who's this non-black person you're talking to?
I don't know who he is.
The black men don't cheat.
But guys are so mad. Like, I can't believe it. You're blaming him. It's her fault that he cheated.
I mean, that is true, though, because if that was a woman, we would say that he isn't fulfilling her and fulfilling things that she wants done, so she's looking for it elsewhere. So he did the same thing, essentially.
But I'm sure there's something deeper to that. Is there a reason why
we don't know why
she doesn't want to be sexually active with him. I mean, it seems like they're not talking, they're not speaking, they're not having communication. Like, they're not talking about what the deep-rooted problem is. That's what it seems like.
Right, and it could be a lot of reasons that she doesn't feel as sexual. It could be medication that she's on. Sometimes that lowers your sex drive.
We don't know.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know what it is.
Eight years has been happening.
So a lot of guys are in my comments like, it's her fault and she's the one that's making him cheat, but you don't know why.
I mean, based off the information that he gave us, which is he doesn't get as much sex as he wants, that's the only thing we got to go off. So that's the reason.
Yeah, but that's his point of view. I'm sure she's not giving him oral or having sex with him because of a deeper reason. You know what I mean?
Balls might stink.
We don't know. We don't know.
That could be the problem.
You know,
so it's hard to speculate on her behalf because they're like, you always side with the woman because he's the one saying that he's going to cheat. And I think, if you're going to cheat on somebody, then don't try to win them back.
Honestly,
that's all I'm saying.
Honestly, I think what he did is honorable. Because he walked away.
Right.
Instead of two people just sitting around being miserable, he decided to walk away.
Yeah, after the fourth time.
Yeah, he's not happy. She's not happy. He's going to continue to cheat.
And he knows his limitations. Like, he knows that, hey, if I stay in a relationship with you, I'm going to cheat on you. I don't want to do that.
Correct.
I don't have a problem.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. Yee, what are we talking about?
Well, yeah, we are going to be talking about Michael Blackson versus 50 Cent. What's going on with this one?
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike boys hopping our coupes. Way too big when we pull up, give me the loot.
Give me the loot.
Was off the Remy, had up at Post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, see my jewelry really selling fruits. And they joking, man, know the crackers with you was a noose.
Sunset.
Surrender retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us for weeks.
Someone said,
surrender retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us for weeks.
Way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into final route. Told her I been, you coming too. In the 305, treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. Have to slot the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a pool. Now I got her open, it's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the glue.
Someone said,
shorty face, Tommy out the blue.
Someone said,
Astro.
Someone said, mother.
Yeah.
Someone said,
yeah. Hey. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance.
Yeah.
Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half of half of 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, hey, yeah. Like a light, hey. Like a light, ayy. Slept through the flight, ayy. Not for the night, ayy. 767, man, this got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Think it's sweet, no, never. It's on sight, yeah. Nothing nice, yeah. Vegas in my eyes, Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like,
yeah.
That's what we like,
yeah.
Lost my respect, yeah. Not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that wetty like on Shaq. See the shots that I took. Wet like on Book. Wet like on Lizzie. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm dizzy. Like where is he? No one seen her. I'm trying to clean her. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance.
Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. Ooh, I did half a half of 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light,
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 yeah. Like a light,
like a light.
Yeah, Pastor Dawson Shell, he sending texts, ain't sending kites. Yeah, he say keep that on lock. I say you know this this tight. Yeah, it's absolute.
Yeah,
I'm back with boot.
It's lit.
La Ferrari. Jamba Juice, yeah, we back on the road, they jumping off no parachute.
Morning, everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors, let's talk Drake.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, well, congratulations to Drake. He has his ninth number one album with Care Package. We talked about this. It's 17 of his just random singles that he's put out. Many of them were never officially released and only available on SoundCloud or YouTube. So now you can get that package. And he sold the equivalent of 109,000 album units in the first week. Uh-huh. So congratulations to him.
Congrats to Drake. Cool bumps for Aubrey, getting a number one album on accident. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he knew that was going to happen, right?
I mean, you can't never be too sure with a bunch of Lucy's that you already put out there.
Yeah. And I guess it's also the week that you put it out. Like, what else came out that week? You kind of plan it around that. Mm-hmm. So you could be number one. All right. Michael Blackson versus 50 Cent. So apparently they were hanging out together in the strip club. And they were in Hollywood. And he took some money. Michael Blackson took some money and a couple of bottles of Ace of Spades from 50. And things went left from there. Here's what 50 Cent has said to Michael Blackson.
I was just thinking about it. That Michael Blackson owed me money. We was in AODs. Champagne came over. It was live. It was popping. But girls in front of him, right, the dancers there, she like twerking for him. He all into it. Then I'm like, yo, you can get no money. He wasn't throwing no money to the girls. He just was like, oh, I'm Michael Blackson. He had throw some money. So I gave him some money. And he looked at it. He was like, and he just kept the money. He kept partying. So I want my money, Mike.
You know what? You take money from 50 Cent at this point, you have to know what comes with that. I do like the precedent that 50 is setting. No, nothing is free. Whatever I do for you, I expect it back.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, Michael Blackson said, I knew I shouldn't have took anything. It's been 4 days. Your money expired, Curtis Jackson. I spent most of it on the naked beach, and the rest I paid for parking. Take the money out. The money you're going to pay me to perform at your show at the Garden, you ain't ish.
Why was Michael Blackson on the nude beach?
Naked beach.
Like, bitch?
Yeah, but he wrote
beach. He says beach?
Okay.
Okay. Just so you know. But now, here's what Michael Blackson has to say about owing 50 money.
50 Cent, f*** you. I'm shooting this video next to a toilet because you are full of shit. I came to the strip club to show love. You doubt me, I doubt you. We popping bottles. You give me 2 bottles of Ace of Spades. You give me some money, I throw on the stripper that told me she's going to f*** my children through her shit. 4 days later, you want money back. The average shit has 3 days to request his money back. Was no longer alone. It is a gift.
What?
Why is 50 drinking Ace of Spades?
He wasn't drinking no damn
50
Ace of
Spades. Does 50 have his own champagne?
The King's Path. He definitely wasn't giving her no bottles of Ace of Spades.
Oh.
Well, Michael Blackson also said that he will cash at 50 the $83 he has left, and I'll get you the rest by Monday. He said, don't ever step foot in my village, and I just canceled my subscription to Stars. So that's what, how his response is. And now Michael Blackson has actually made 50 Cent a part of his show.
I'm dancing, he said, Mike. I said, okay, thank you. That's when I knew I f***ed up. When I took that money. I didn't ask for the nigga gave me the f***ing money. That's a petty ass f***. I don't care how much money you have, you'll always be 50 cents.
You got to work on that joke a little bit more, Michael.
It's brand new. He's trying to get it together.
Yeah. It's funnier on Instagram.
He actually started a GoFundMe to be able to pay him back his money.
The $83?
Yeah. Well, he said that's all he has left.
Oh.
So he's going to cash app him that, but I guess he's trying to start a GoFundMe now.
Okay.
You know you have it, Michael Blackson. Stop it. You could pay him. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
We need these police officers in, I think it's Saluda County, South Carolina, to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them because I think they might be sniffing bird poop, but we'll talk about it.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlemagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlemagne,
you are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 12th, goes to police officers in Saluda County, South Carolina, for arresting Georgia Southern quarterback Shia Wirtz. Shia Wirtz has played two seasons at Georgia Southern. I think he'll be a junior. I think this is his junior season coming up. He gets busy on the football field. And we all know when you're a young college athlete, it's hard to keep your nose clean because you're under so much scrutiny. Everybody waiting for you to slip up, especially when you are black and play quarterback, all right? Trouble is easy to get into and hard to get out of. And a lot of these guys don't need any assistance getting into trouble. But police in Saluda County did just that when they arrested Shia Wirtz for cocaine possession. I can hear you out there right now saying, Charlemagne, if the young man had cocaine on him, then he deserves to go to jail. But that's the thing. He didn't have cocaine on him. Let's go to WJCL ABC 22 for the report, please.
Georgia Southern quarterback Shia Wirtz was pulled over, arrested, his vehicle searched the night of July 31st in Saluda County, South Carolina. Wirtz initially pulled over for speeding. However, the traffic stop quickly turned into a drug possession case when deputies allegedly noticed a white substance on the hood of Wirtz' Dodge Charger. Law enforcement on the scene tested the substance, and according to the police report, it tested positive for cocaine twice using field test kits. While being questioned, Wirtz pleading his case, saying it was bird poop.
What's the white stuff on the front of your hood, man?
Bird.
Yeah.
That ain't bird.
I promise you this bird do this.
I promise you it's not, though.
I swear to God this bird do this.
Well, I swear to God it's not, because I just tested it and that turned pink.
I swear to God this bird do this.
That's not bird poop.
Was it bird poop? Not sure, but it certainly wasn't a controlled substance. As of now, the only charge Wirtz is facing is for speeding.
I have so many questions.
They should have dropped that ticket, too.
I have so many questions. First of all, why would these police officers think cocaine would be stuck to the hood of someone's car? Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I know know bird poop when I see bird poop, and I know cocaine when I see cocaine. Ain't no cocaine hardening and sticking to the hood of the car. Okay. Also, if the police tested the bird poop and the bird poop tested positive for cocaine twice, where in the hell are the birds getting yayo from? All right? Bird poop doesn't even look like cocaine. It's a few white substances you can mistake for cocaine. Sugar, salt, baking powder, but bird poop? And is there cocaine in bird poop? All right, you're going to have people rolling up dollar bills and sniffing bird poop off the hood of cars now to see if this white substance is indeed bird poop or cocaine. Now, the cocaine charges against Shy Works have been dropped after police determined that there was no cocaine, but this isn't enough. Shy Works should sue their asses off, and those police officers should be suspended for a year with no pay. Seriously, if you don't know the difference between bird poop and cocaine, then you aren't fit to be a cop. All right. In fact, as part of the suspension, they should be forced to taste cocaine and bird poop until they know the difference. You know how people put their fingers in cocaine and put it on their tongue to taste?
Mm-hmm.
They should be forced to do that with bird poop until they know the difference. All right.
What if the birds had some cocaine and then some of it was in their poop?
That's what I want to know.
But where they getting it from, though?
I've asked those questions 3-4 times during this Donkey of the Day. That's exactly right. My question. If there's cocaine in bird poop, then maybe y'all need to be sniffing bird poop. It's cheaper. All right. This guy Shy was held out of the Eagles' first two practices while he awaited results from a university-administered drug test. Think about that. Think about how his life is being turned upside down. The man had to take a drug test because police mistook bird poop for cocaine. His reputation is being questioned because a lie goes all around the world before the truth is put on his shoes. And now that the truth is out, all the cops get is a oops, a my bad.
And he still got a speeding ticket.
He should have got the speeding ticket.
No, you got to drop that.
Two different charges.
You know, it's not.
Why?
It's all
two different charges.
You just pulled me over for cocaine, too, and said I did cocaine.
I pulled you over because you were speeding. Shut up.
But now I got the cocaine charge. You got to drop everything.
No, you dropped the cocaine charge. You keep the speeding charge because that's what I pulled you over for.
Nope. Let it go.
Now, please give those cops in Saluda County, South Carolina, who arrested Shy Works, the biggest E-haw.
You put me through all that. You can at least drop the speeding ticket now.
No, you were speeding. That's why I pulled you over. I pulled you over because you were speeding. I didn't pull you over because you were driving by. And I was like, oh, shoot, he got cocaine on his hood.
Now I got to. You try to charge me with cocaine. You messed my life up. You could drop the damn speeding ticket.
I think so.
Absolutely.
No.
Drop that damn ticket.
You dropped the cocaine charges.
Well, yeah, there shouldn't have been any.
He was speeding because he was trying to get the cocaine off his hood. I don't know.
Man,
drop all those charges.
No, you don't drop the speeding ticket.
Drop that ticket. All right.
But he should sue. Or they should settle with him, actually. Like, you know, he deserves a nice chunk of change from that
he missed two practices.
Police department.
All right, well, that was Donkey of the Day. Now, when we come back, Angela Yee was reading something that she posted on her Instagram.
Yes, and the whole situation here is this guy is upset. He said he needs some advice. Me and my wife have been married for 12 years. He said he got caught texting a female friend. It was very inappropriate. He said it's the fourth time he's been caught doing this, but it hasn't been the same female. Now, he said on the flip side, his wife is inexperienced. She only gives oral on Father's Day and his birthday. I have to beg for sex or make an appointment. It's been going on for 8 years. He decided to call it quits, so he walked away because I don't think sex is important to her as it is for me. So I see myself making the same mistake in the future if we decide to get back together. What is some advice? He does miss his wife, but he also does not want to be in a sexless marriage.
All right. What advice would you give him? Let's open up the phone lines. We'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, somebody hit up Yee for some advice. Now, Yee, you posted it on your Instagram. What was the question?
Yes, he says that he's been married for 12 years. And by the way, he has left his wife since this happened.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been caught texting a female friend. And this is the fourth time he's been caught with four different women. He said his wife is very inexperienced sexually. He has to beg for sex or make an appointment for the past 8 years. So he decided to call it quits because sex is not as important to her as it is to him. And he also feels like if they were together, he would do this again in the future. He said, I see myself making this same mistake if we decide to get back together. He wants some advice. He said, I miss my wife, but I don't want to be in a sexless marriage.
So 800-585-1051, what would you advise? Now, what did you tell him, Ye?
I said, if you're going to continue to cheat on your wife and hurt her, then let her go. You say you love her, then let her find happiness if you can't provide that. And listen, I think cheating is wrong, period. It doesn't matter if she's not having sex with you the way you want her to. Then you needed to leave then instead of cheating on her and hurting her even more. If you know you're going to just do the same things over and over again, then why continue to stay? You've already left.
Well, because he loves her. And, you know, he's trying to get her to correct something that he feels like she's doing wrong. If all he wants is more sex and he's going to be happy, then she should be able to provide more sex. But it is a sexist marriage. I think he did the right thing. He's getting a divorce. He's moved on. And he doesn't want to be with her because he doesn't want to continue cheating on her. I don't see the problem. Women do it all the time. When a woman's needs aren't being met emotionally or physically, they be out and nobody says anything. So what's the problem with what he did?
Yeah, but the situation, they've been together 12 years. So it's something deeper than just not having sex.
Right, and we don't know what that is.
With, it could be why the way that he treats her.
Why y'all digging deep if the man said that's what it is?
No, he's just saying that she's not giving him sex, but why? There has to be a reason why.
He said she's not experienced. He said it.
I don't think it has anything to do with experience. There's a reason why.
But,
tell
you know, it's interesting because they've been married 12 years and it's only been the last 8 years.
Yeah, so there's a reason why she stopped giving him sex.
He said she's not experienced.
I don't think experience has anything to do with it.
We just don't know.
I was the first person. I was the first person to be with my wife and we have a healthy sex life. I think it's something to it. Is maybe it's the way that he's treating her. Maybe it's the way that she's making him feel. Or
maybe
like
it's
you
the
said
fact
earlier,
that he got caught cheating.
Maybe his testicles stink. I mean, we don't know what it there has to be a deeper root to it.
He said he only cheated. He said he only cheated because he wasn't getting sex. And black men don't cheat, so I don't know who this non-black man is, but I just don't see what he did wrong. You know, if that is what he put out there, I can only go off the information he gave us.
Which I'm sure is only one-sided.
She's not experienced sexually. He's not getting any sex. He's not happy. See you later.
But it's the reason why. It has to get down to the deep part. Why? Because he could be in another situation, and if he's treating his wife nasty and he treats the next woman nasty, it might be the same situation.
And so could his ex-wife. His ex-wife could get with another guy and be like, man, I really don't like having sex like that, and then be in the same boat.
That could be the issue, but if he doesn't know the reason why, then that's the problem.
I'm only going off the information he gave us.
Well, that's what I would tell him to do. I would tell him to have a conversation with his wife, communicate to the reason why she doesn't want to give him sex. That's
right,
the whole
point. If you're going to continue to cheat, then don't try to win somebody back if you already know that.
Exactly. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Mercedes.
Hey, Mercedes. What advice would you give this man?
I think it's his fault. He said they were together for 12 years and she's only been doing this for 8 years. Something happened before.
That's
either
what I said.
Something happened. There's a reason why she feels like that. It's his fault.
And that's what I said. I said something is deeper than just unexperienced. If it just started happening, something happened in that relationship. There was a shift. There was a change that he has to get to the bottom of if he really wants it back.
Thank you. 8 years is too long, bro. If whatever been going on for 8 years, I don't see him.
Maybe she's been trying to deal with what's been going on. Maybe he did cheat and she's been trying to get over it.
We don't know if they've tried to get therapy. We don't know if they've worked on it. We don't know that
I think
part.
The smartest thing that man did was walk away because he don't want to continue hurting his wife by cheating.
But then he's trying to win her back.
I didn't hear that
part.
He'll
do it again.
Ron.
What's up?
What do you think, Ron?
He said that they was married for 12 years. So the first 4 years sound like, you know, everything was good. So it's not like either he did something to, you know, turn her off
right.
him. You know, whatever that is, we might not be getting the whole story from him. Or she just cheated and she just forced herself on him. But either way it go, 8 years is a long time to kick a dead dog, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, thank you, brother.
Like 8 years over after eight. If 8 years y'all been having the same problem and the same issues, yes, somebody should have walked away a long time ago.
800-585-1051. If you just joined us, Ye got an email, and she was trying to help this brother on Instagram. And mm-hmm. we're just saying, what would you do? We'll read the email when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know when
add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, Somebody emailed you. Needed some advice. You want to read the email?
Yes, he's been married for 12 years, and he said recently he messed up. He got caught texting a female friend. It was very inappropriate. He said it's the fourth time he's been caught, but it hasn't been the same female, so this is four different females he's been caught with. Now, he said his wife is sexually inexperienced, and she only gives oral on Father's Day and his birthday, and he has to beg for sex, and it's been going on for 8 years. He decided to call it quits, so he left her, because I don't think sex is important to her as it is for me. I see myself making the same mistake in the future if we decide to get back together. Please give me some advice. I miss my wife, but I don't want to be in a sexless marriage.
Where in there did he say he's trying to win her back?
He said, if we decide to get back together, I see myself making the same mistake in the future. He said, I miss my wife, but I don't want to be in a sexless marriage.
Yeah,
so
but he's not trying to win her back.
He's considering trying to get back together with her, but he also knows if he does, it's not looking good.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, sex is a big part of a relationship for some people. So if he's not getting sex and he knows that he's going to cheat on her, I think him walking away is a wise idea.
Hello, who's this?
It is Eddie Steele. Eddie Steele out of Jackson, Mississippi.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's going on?
Not much, man. You caught me while I was going to sleep right then.
You was going to sleep?
Yeah, man. I fell asleep waiting on the phone trying to get on here to tell you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, go ahead, man. You better comment and get your ass back to sleep.
Nah, look here. I've been to work all week, so I'm up now. Look here. I think that it is absolutely terrible that one of these black kings out here is getting mad because his black queen.
No way. We don't know if this man is black. Stop it right now. Ain't nobody said nothing about race. And you know black men don't cheat.
No,
y'all
goodness.
Always think the worst of each other. Stop it.
Look, okay, hold on, listen to me. I work up there with y'all, and I've been waiting to get on this radio show to tell y'all this.
Where you work?
I'm a custodial engineer up there, and I've been waiting to get on the phone with y'all. Y'all never answer my phone call. I'm going to assume that this is the black king, and I'm going to assume that this is a black queen.
No, we're not assuming that. No, we're not going to assume that. Go to jail every day because somebody want to assume it was a black person. No.
Okay, let's not assume. At this point, I call all women queens because we should treat them like queens, and that's what it is. This man knew that he was not getting a mouth before he got married, and then he got in this situation, and now he's mad because he's not getting a mouth. This is outrageous.
It's outrageous.
Go back to sleep, brother.
He said this is outrageous.
Go back to sleep, brother. Just go back to sleep.
I understand what he's saying, though. He was like, yo, if she wasn't giving before they even got married, why they got married?
But nah, but they was. It was good. Everything in the relationship was good. Dana.
We don't know this.
Dana.
Hey, good morning. Oh, my God, I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
We love you back. What do you think?
I think that he needs to take a step back and look at it from her perspective, because it sounds kind of selfish to me. Like, because sometimes, like, you know, you said sometimes, you know, we can take different medicines. We can have sex, to me, is like very emotional for us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're not feeling it, you know, we're just not feeling it. And a lot of times we don't want sex. We want other things. We want compassion. We want to know that you're there for support rather than just as a sex toy.
Yeah, but 8 years is a long time, boo. That's two presidential terms. Like, if they haven't figured it out in 8 years, I don't know.
And I understand on both of their parts, it is difficult. It's difficult for him to be in a sexless marriage, but we don't know why it's been like that for the past 8 years. Not the past 12 years, but the past 8 years. And so I'm sure for him, but that doesn't mean it's okay to go out and cheat.
True. That's why I said I'm not defending his actions at all, because like you said, you know, if you're married, you're in it for the long run. You know, that's who you're supposed to be with. I agree.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you.
But what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is knowing when to walk away is wisdom. Being able to walk away is courage. Walking away with your head held high is dignity. Walking away with no is probably the reason you're walking away.
Stop it, man. There was a deeper root to that, man. Something's wrong, man. Something, they need to figure something out. Yeah, maybe she don't like the way it tastes. I don't know. Something's wrong.
I don't know.
Maybe change his diet. I don't know. But
how
anyway.
Does it taste?
Shut up. We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, let's talk about this Rich Paul rule. We've been talking about this, and Rich Paul has responded, so you get to hear firsthand from him what he has to say about the whole rule that would prevent agents like Rich Paul, who didn't go to college, from representing student athletes.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Rich Paul.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, so Rich Paul has written an op-ed, and this is all about the, quote, Rich Paul rule that would prevent agents like Rich Paul, who chose to forego college, from representing student athletes not finished with school that are considering the NBA draft without compromising their eligibility. So he wrote this op-ed, and he said, last week, the NCAA added new criteria for agents who wanted to work with student athletes. They must pass a test, have 3 years of experience, and have completed their college degree. The media is calling it the Rich Paul rule. And he said, while that is incredibly flattering, it's not accurate. It has no impact on him or the business of Clutch Sports Group, but it does have a significant impact on people like me, and the NCAA should be called out for it. Now, he said, I have no idea whether they adopted the new rule specifically because of my work with Darius Baisley, as people have speculated, or if it's because they know there are more and more people like me fighting for their chance and challenging this antiquated system. He goes on to talk about how kids will be locked out of being an aspiring agent or working in the NBA if they don't have the resources, opportunity, or desire to get a four-year degree. He said he does support requiring 3 years of experience before representing a kid testing the market. I can even get behind passing a test. However, requiring a four-year degree accomplishes only one thing, systematically excluding those who come from a world where college is unrealistic. So he says that it's unfair policies that get introduced and then people accept it because it only affects a small group, and then it quietly evolves into institutional policy. He said, I'm not sure what the technical term is because I didn't finish college, but I know it when I see it.
Yeah, I mean, the moral of the whole op-ed is he has one line where he says NCAA executives are once again preventing young people from less prestigious backgrounds and often people of color from working in the system they continue to control. That's the fact.
Right, and he says he also doesn't understand how 4 years studying sports marketing in a classroom makes you more qualified than somebody who worked at Clutch Sports Group or for an NBA front office or at any other entrepreneurial business for that matter. All it does is exclude those agents who actually have life experience that help them understand the needs of many of these players the best.
Certain things you can't teach, certain things you can't learn. Some people just have a unique instinct for certain positions, and he's one of those people.
And he's like, why not just partner up with some of these universities and do a one-year plan where people can learn everything and take that test instead of requiring 4 years? All right, Kodak Black has apologized. And you guys remember he did this freestyle over the phone where he talked about punching young Miami in the stomach even though she's pregnant.
I got Gucci trap and all the yellow AVA swing, and I bought young Miami a ring. She born at 808, baby. When I see him hit that bitch in her stomach, the way I keep this too real, they see him f***ing up my money.
Ugh, well, that was disgusting, and he has since apologized via Twitter. He apologized, and he said, hashtag Young Miami gimmicks are for suckers. As I sit back, I realize how petty that move was. And as a man, it's certain things we refrain from. He also reached out to 808 on Twitter and said, ain't no smoke with your bruh. F that lame ish. I pray y'all have a healthy baby and live a prosperous life. Besides, bitch, we got more hits to make.
I ain't gonna front. That's terrible timing, especially after Young Miami got shot at. Because when I read what Kodak was saying, I thought he was saying we don't do stuff like that. Like he was saying, like, he was implicating himself in this situation.
No. He was just saying that it's a gimmick and it was a petty move and he shouldn't have done that. And
yeah, I didn't know what the petty move was because I had forgotten about the rap.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it was. So he has apologized.
Yeah, but did he apologize or was it somebody else? And the reason I say that is because it seemed like he doesn't apologize. Lauren London, this thing, that, you know, was it just somebody covering it up?
You mean somebody from his Twitter account?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure, but I guess, you know, if it's representing him, whatever. Hopefully he has apologized and means it.
And he could be trying to distance himself from the shooting because people were trying to say that he might have been behind that in some way, shape, or form.
And then it was deleted, right?
His apology?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did delete them. All right, now Meg Thee Stallion is going to be on Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio, and that's going to be happening today. So make sure you guys check that out. Hot Girl Summer is the song, though, I'm not going to lie.
One of the biggest records in the club over the weekend. I was surprised it caught so fast.
It's so funny because I was having an argument with somebody this weekend who was like, I think the song is just mediocre. And I was like, that is a club banger. That's the type of song that when you with your girls and you in the club and that beat drops, you like, up, let's go to the dance floor. That's our song. And I'm pretty sure that was the intention.
I had some people when I was in LA this weekend, there were some people saying they didn't like the record. I dig the record. I think that, like I said, when you have something that has that much expectation, it's hard for certain things to live up to other people's expectations or something.
I really like it, though.
Yeah, still record.
Yeah, so. And James Harden has given away $10,000 to a family in Bahamas. And I guess he was riding around and just giving cash to people and children. So they caught him as he was on video giving out that $10,000 to a family that was fishing for food. You know how amazing that must be?
That is dope.
Now, Miley Cyrus is single again. She has issued a joint statement announcing that she and Liam Hemsworth are separating. They've only been married for less than a year. They said Liam and Miley have agreed to separate at this time, ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals. They have decided this is what's best while they both focus on themselves and careers. They still remain dedicated parents to all of their animals they share while lovingly taking this time apart. Then right after that, she was photographed kissing somebody else, Caitlin Carter, who was married to reality star Brody Jenner. And it turns out their marriage was not legally binding, so they were never really married. And they just broke up last week. So there's pictures of the two of them making out together that have been circulating as well. Now, Joe Budden has responded to being number three on that list of all-time rappers. And here's what he had to say on State of the Culture.
Every rapper that I know damn near texts my phone, like the rappers, like the rappers. Yeah. But none of them felt like I felt like I was third on the list. So we were just laughing at some but it was funny.
Right, that's...
Now, let me say, half of that list, they better not never step in front of me at Rapper Bar. So I seen a few laughing.
Right. Why? What are you laughing at?
Wait. Hold up, buddy.
He didn't lie.
He didn't lie about what?
What? He shouldn't be number three on that list, but there's a bunch of rappers on there that he would definitely give smoke on that list.
Yeah, Joe Budden get busy, but no, he's not the
Well, just because people laugh doesn't mean they thought they would be number three.
Right, yeah. Now, he's not number three on that list, but don't get it twisted. He'll give you some balls.
Joe Budden can rap his ass off, but he's not number three on greatest of all time hip-hop rappers list. Okay? On nobody's list, except for his own.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. All right, now, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout again to everybody that came out to, I had a party there, but I was at Sesame Place over the weekend.
Oh, you on Sesame Place now.
I had a great time at Sesame Place. It was really, really fun.
The kids looked terrified, but you were having a blast.
I was having a blast. I mean, it was really, really good. I had a good time at Sesame Place. Happy birthday to my daughter. She turned three, so that we did a little birthday.
I don't think I've ever been there either.
You never been to Sesame Place?
I don't believe so.
Really?
I can't recall.
Hey, salute to everybody. I saw at BeautyCon this weekend in L.A., man. I love BeautyCon, and BeautyCon is a great place to take your significant other. Well, maybe for me. I don't know. Is it a good place to take your significant other?
Yeah, why not?
Because I would think, because, you know, you got to think, I'm thinking about the free gift room, like when you can walk around. So I don't know. I don't know if everybody else is doing that, but I know my wife and my friends had a great time. Salute to Alicia, Renee, and Candida. We was all at BeautyCon this weekend. I interviewed Kelly Rowland at BeautyCon this
weekend. Shout out to Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, salute to Maj for continuing to throw great events with BeautyCon. And salute to everybody in Charleston, South Carolina, man. Everybody that listens to us on 99.3 The Box. This Saturday, I'm doing my annual book bag school supply giveaway in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. It'll be at the Monk's Corner Recreational Complex, 418 East Main Street. And I'm having a big-ass fish fry. So, you know, we'll be giving out free fish sandwiches and free fried shrimp. Okay, and French fries, and I got my niece DJ Nala Simone providing the soundtrack. So pull up on us this Saturday from 12 to 4 in Monk's Corner, South Carolina at the Recreation Complex, 418 East Main Street. And salute to Sprayground for providing the backpacks.
All right. Now, how many kids do you think we get to that go by Juices for Life, you would say weekly, kids?
They go by Juices for Life?
Yeah.
A lot. I can't even estimate that. I was actually there over the weekend.
400, 500, 600?
Yeah.
You want to do a school drive there? We haven't done one there. You want to do one there?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we'll do that. Let's get a date, and we'll get about 500 backpacks, and we'll do that. And I'll make sure that we got the backpacks there, and everything was pretty good.
And I'll actually be at Juices for Life tomorrow. We're doing this thing, and everybody can participate in this. Financially clean. So it's the podcast, Two Black Guys with Good Credit, plus Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and us. And it's we're doing a free financial literacy workshop. So that's all going to start at the Juice Bar at Juices for Life in Brooklyn. And they'll teach you how to leverage your credit, how to invest, how to leverage your brand, transition from consumer to supplier so you can live financially clean. You can go to livefinanciallyclean.splashthat.com. So if you can't physically make the class, we are also going to be streaming that live. So everybody that listens, you can stream live as well and register to join that class, and it's completely free financial literacy workshops with some experts.
All right. When we come back, positive note, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, it's time for the positive note. You got some positivity for the people?
Yes, man. Let's talk about walking away, because we was talking about that earlier. There are times walking away is not only the wisest thing to do, but also the kindest thing you can do for yourself and your mental health.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.